Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. For our new listeners and friends, I am Janet Thornburg, your host today. I can be reached on this show for calls at 646-378-1297 or online as Daisy, and that's spelled D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings. Our topic today is Don't Be Afraid. And I will not be able to work on Keen until after the 24th. I've had an episode in my own health issues, and hopefully I'll be able to return to work after that. Our health tip for today is people spend a lot of money on whitening their teeth. And some of these products are harmful to your enamel. This is a unique, natural way of whitening your teeth. Use a banana peel, the white side, and rub this side against your teeth before or after brushing. But I kind of think before brushing. Your teeth absorb these minerals in the peel, which is including potassium, magnesium, and manganese, without damaging your enamel. And the reference for this came from the Country Doctor's Kitchen Secrets Handbook, FCNA Medical Publishing Company. And a little cosmic weather. Right now there is a harsh Venus and Saturn aspect that can halt productivity, things that you have been trying to get done. It's time to weigh carefully any up-and-coming decisions related to your business, career, or love life. There's also a tense Sun-Uranus connection, which charges our minds with intellectual energy. But some of that can be fear-based, which is one of the things we're going to talk about today. Mars and Uranus keeps us questioning. These two aspects can be very confusing right now. So, you know, you can get frustrated in trying to get things done. The energies aren't just there for it right now. So, again, our show today is based on fear and about not being afraid. Now, you know, it's staggering the amount of women today that are dying at the hands of men through abuse. And, you know, it's elevating on the other side, too, women that are abusing. And this stems from anger. And it basically, anger is an expression of fear. And tolerating fear contaminates your faith. We need to have faith in God and not tolerate fear. We need to not tolerate it. Whatever comes up, let all your needs be known to God. Like in Philippians 4:6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by power, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And believe me, that works. That works. And we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be afraid. It's mentioned numerous times in scriptures to fear not. And here's what we have. In Exodus 23, verse 22, God will be an adversary to our adversaries. Exodus 23, 20, angels will be assigned to help us call on them. Lord, when we're all faced with uncertainty or faced fear, let us consider what your word says. It is the word that reminds us of your unfailing love and that you are on our side and that you are for us and that you're still on the throne and in control. Let us receive this word today and keep it in our hearts in Jesus' name. Fear is mentioned many, many times. I always like the 23rd Psalm when I feel a little anxious or fear. And it is going to come. Anger is going to come. But Scripture says not let it turn into anything, not let it turn into sin, not let it turn into anything really bad. Don't keep it. Many, many shows I have shared with you that fear does not come from God. And in Micah, the scripture says, my people perish from lack of knowledge. Knowledge and wisdom is the principal thing. When knowledge is not present, darkness prevails. Remember that. When you're not seeing the truth way out through the word, darkness is prevailing. Life and death is in the power of our tongues. We create what we speak about ourselves and over ourselves. And I'm speaking today of godly spiritual knowledge. Train yourself to look into what the word says about your situation. And there are many, many scriptures that you and promises of God that you can speak over yourself to eliminate what you're facing right now. Okay, let's begin with some calls. Take some calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to look at career and finance.
Okay. I think this has a lot to do with, right, first of all, let me say the good news. The good news, you have the Ace of Pentacles. That is a great card for money. I mean, it's success around money. It means money's coming to you. But the two cards around it are swords, which swords are mental thought. So, you know, we all have lessons that we come in. It's called our Akashic records or destiny that we have to, and yours is around mental thought. And you're going to be surprised that in spite of you, in spite of ourselves, I love it when this happens, in spite of what we do to ourselves, it's coming to you. It is coming to you, and it's coming very soon. This is a year of spiritual abundance and manifestation of things that we want. You just have to believe it in spite of what it looks like out there or what's in your present. Also, there's a good woman coming up. Then she's going to be quite good for you. She's a perfect balance. But you have really, really, really good. I'm going to say by the fall of this year, you should be, you know, and if you make a commitment, you make a commitment to God to be debt-free, he sees you debt-free. And he begins to open doors and opportunities to bring you into abundance. Jesus died to give us abundant life. Just receive it today and believe you're going to get it.
Okay.
Well, that is your karma. That's why your struggle has been so long. It's your karma. It has to do with your karma.
Okay. Well, I applied for a new job. Do you see me getting it?
Okay. I'm going to say yes to that because I see a money. Does it pay more money than what you're making right now?
About $8.
I got a guess.
And then
yeah.
It leads to
a
management position that pays anywhere from $80,000 to $100,000.
I see it happening. I see it happening. And I will keep you in prayer through my daily prayers with prayer warriors and for this. But it says it's going to happen. Don't let the devil talk you out of it, okay?
Okay. Yeah. All right, thank you.
All right, God bless. Thank you for calling.
God bless.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Is it me?
Hi.
Michael? It's Linda. Hi.
Hi,
what else,
hi Linda.
Oh, hi. You sure you want to talk to me?
Yeah, of course, I'm sure.
Everything you just said when this show started, it is my life. I have to let go of fear, and that's my biggest issue. I'm afraid I'm not going to succeed. That's my fear.
Well, and that's what we do, and that is a source of, you know, unbelief is very subtle. We may not even recognize that we're doing it. But it's like if you've had a difficult life, you've had a lot of disappointment in your life and people have disappointed you, we kind of just think, maybe God's not thinking about me. Maybe that's not right for me. But then there's other personalities involved here. And these other personalities have been your blockages. They've been blocking it, except for the children. The children are not blocking it, but the children are also been instilled with fear of abuse. And, you know, that just paralyzes a person. And it's one of the tools the devil uses. He uses fear, uses strife to get us in a holding pattern, to keep us from not having what God's best for us. You need to eliminate that fear. Fear contaminates faith. You want to feed your faith and starve your doubts. And that's what the show is about.
I'm trying to do that. I am. I go out and I do like missionary work, and you know, I just wherever I go, I do His will. I love to do the work.
Well, I know how good you are, and God knows how good you are. And just believe that He's going to bring this about. This is a strong year of manifestation, and we are 6 months into it. And the first 6 months can be a lot of work trying to keep it from happening from the enemy. But now we're going to go forward. We're going to go forward. And we've had a lot of tense aspects in these planets. And, I mean, look at the weather across the country. It's been just, you know, the U.S. has been inundated with floods. It's a cosmic war going on out there. But we want to stay strong in our faith, and this is going to happen for you. Something is going to break through here. Let me see if I can get this timing on this. But I did have a breakthrough.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's exhausting. Okay.
You're definitely going to conclude this year, and there is a breakthrough coming in a week.
Okay. Okay.
There is a communication from a young man coming very quickly.
Oh, okay. God bless you, sweetie. You're in my heart every day. Okay, I love you.
Well, thank you very much, and God bless you. And the children said, the Easter Bunny mailed us a package. I said, yeah. Well, why didn't it come on Easter? I said, I don't know. Maybe the mail's slow.
Did you like it? When you opened? Oh, you got it. We'll
talk
about it later.
Yes, they love it, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And thank you very much. God bless you.
Oh, all right. God bless you, too. Bye-bye. Aww.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Whatever you would like to tell me.
Okay. You know, you get your best reading that way sometimes. You really do. Just like,
well, I figure that way it's not fighting anything, just let it flow.
Just like things that happened to me, I went, Father, enlighten me. And He sure did, immediately.
Yeah.
Okay. New beginning is your first card. Ooh, and we got a large sum of money in the present line. I think you have to get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of where you're at. I think you have to do that. It shows a victory once you leave. And a new beginning, and it's just like things are just really going to fall into place. Now, you may have wanted it differently. Your intuition said, well, you know, none of us like to go somewhere shorthanded, short money, short anything. You know, we want to be able to look good and not feel like we're dependent on anybody. But, you know, it's not a dependence thing. It's a love thing. And then you're going to be able to love back. You're going to be able to love back everybody that's going to help you here.
Excellent. Well,
and it's really also an improvement in your health as well. Because you're not happy. You know, this change is necessary because you can't get really motivated. It's like you get motivated and then it's like it drops. It just drops.
Right.
It's gone. And you don't, you know, you start getting unmotivated.
Yeah. That's right. Okay.
You know, and we abuse ourselves when we do that. But God knows we do, and He's very, very patient. His grace and His mercy. His mercy is, we can't even comprehend. It's fresh every morning, but it endures forever. And He will, you'll see, I mean, I really feel a big spiritual awakening. It's like where you're at, you're in a dark corner.
Yeah.
You're not dark, but your corner's dark around you, everything around you.
Right.
And it's hard for you to stay motivated. So once you leave, you're really going to see a manifestation of everything you've been wanting.
Good. It's that actually means I will be able to get my best friend out of her situation as well. So this
probably,
will be,
you know, sometimes you'll move
blessing.
One to help move another. And that's why he said we should help one another. And basically, that's, you know, God wants to prosper us. He's not going to prosper a selfish person that only thinks about themselves. Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that we love one another. And we may, and some people are hard to love, but, you know, you have to forgive them and just kind of move out of their space, not be affected by them. And that's kind of what's happening here. You're moving out of a negative space.
Oh, this is wonderful. Okay.
Yes, it
I
is.
I thank you so much, and you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, Satan uses strife to get into our lives. He also attacks our identity. And I want to give you a reference in the Bible. When John the Baptist baptized Jesus, the heavens opened up and a voice came from heaven and said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." And straightway when he came out of the water, he went into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And the devil's first words to him, "If you be the Son of God, command these stones to be turned into bread." And the devil's, those were his first words to him, because God said, "This is my Son in whom I'm well." He tried to get Jesus to doubt his identity, and that's what he does with us. We have to know who we are in Christ, and we were servants in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we are sons and daughters of God, and if you can recognize that and accept that, you know, he will have no power over you. Your life will change immensely. You have to know who you are. We have to be focused on the fact that you are, once you've become, accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior and become born again, that you are a child of God. You're a royal priesthood. We're kings and priests in this world. And we have to know that we are royalty. But we're so focused on the now and the physical, and we need to know that that's not the way it's going to be. We have to accept the fact that we will be challenged, and we have to know that we are accepted by God. You may not be accepted by people always, but be accepted by God. I had someone tell me, "Did you see this or so-and-so said this about you?" You know, that's none of my business. I don't care what people say about me. I care about what God thinks about me, and I know what he thinks about me. He loves us. He accepts us the way we are. And we tend to form routines in our life, but a way that our circumstances are at the moment. And a biblical example of that is the man that was at the temple, at the pool. And Jesus approached him, and he had the same routine. It said in the Bible, daily he was placed at this same place every day, and he was just so set in his mind in his routine. And Jesus approached him and asked him if he wanted to be made whole. And his response was his routine, waiting for someone to help him, no one to put him in the water. So Jesus spoke to his condition. He told him to arise, walk, take up his pallet, and walk. We must have complete acceptance of Jesus and enter into a relationship with him. Receive this today. The knowledge of this truth, God wants to be in a relationship with you. Accept it, receive it. Okay, let's take on some more calls here. That's our biggest thing. You know, we are so caught up in the physical when we need to be more into let the spirit rule. That's the way it was originally till the original sin. That's the way it was. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. How are you?
Oh, I'm
good to hear from you, dear.
Thank you.
Good. I'm glad to hear. My clearance finally went through, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, good. Good.
Yes, but now they're doing their other background
check.
Yes, it did. And but now they're doing their other background check and all the paperwork. And every time you turn around, it's like, oh, well, we need this and we need that. I'm like, wow. Will I get through it? I'm supposed to start on Monday. Will that be successful?
Okay, let's look at that. Well, just
well, not just starting,
on.
But continuing
I mean,
on.
You know, I'm yeah. not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm a Bible cat. But look what's going on. I mean, all this, they're not getting anything done. They're
yes,
all busy,
it's
you know,
every time I take a step
out
forward, another step back.
Out, you have action. Looks like you're going to start. Oh, this is going to be so good for you. This is really a good change, a real good change.
Well, good,
for you.
But well, my question is, am I going to stay there? And I was offered another job 2 hours after I got this job. Well, to come in possibly for an interview. It was a headhunter that called me from DOD. And
okay.
I was like, wow. So, of course, that opened my eyes. But they're in the middle of a recompete for a contract, and I don't know if the contract is going to go through, but it's definitely more money, too.
Okay. Isn't that always the way?
Yes.
That's
like
me.
Said,
I go to a restaurant
and
I get down to two things. You know, I go to a restaurant and I always get
and
down to two things.
Somebody's plate comes through, and it's like, ooh, I like that. Oh,
well, okay, I'm showing action, which you have both of these offers, and they both have security in them. So I think the contract might be a waiting period, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, will
yeah.
their contract go through on that?
Okay, let's look at that.
DOD.
It was a little bit of a battle. Eventually, it will, but it's there's a lot of delaying factors here. So it looks like the thing that you have Monday is if you need a quick answer, that's looks like you're a good bet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we
okay.
all need money
well,
coming
that
in,
one.
Don't we?
Oh,
those
absolutely. I'm
going to
take that one no matter what. Yes, I'm going to take that one no matter what. And then I'll worry about the rest later. So that one seems to be okay, the one that I'll be starting Monday?
Yes, it does. It looks like a really good thing for you. I'm glad to see this.
Okay.
Really glad to see this.
Finally,
I should be back
yes.
on keen after the 24th. I go back to the doctor. I landed in ICU, and it's probably an age-related thing, but stress brought it on. And
like you just said,
I'm
going to
be okay.
About
I'm,
earlier.
So I have to take. I made it to age 75 without having to take any medicine of any kind, and now it looks like I may have to be on blood thinners the rest of my life. But you know what? I made it to 75.
Yes, you did,
oh,
and you're going to make it to 95. What are you talking about? You're going to be here for everybody. You are such a blessing to everyone.
I trust God more than anything. So,
okay, well,
it looks really
also,
good.
Also, what else is
good.
Coming
it
up?
Looks, your finances are getting straight. I think that that has to happen, and then I do see a new love for you.
Okay, well, that I'm not worried about right now. That I can put on the back burner.
No,
I
know,
will,
it's not. It's
what
not,
about the
not
attorney?
The strong,
oh, good. Okay.
The attorney.
My focus is.
Okay.
Getting everything together right
well,
now
it,
first
it shows
before
in
I
your
can
reading
offer
that money,
myself.
Money is the issue right now. Your financial security is the issue right now. This good job, settling this law case, and that money's coming, and then love. And you're going to feel better about yourself. You know, there's something about having money and being able to pay your bills and feeling secure makes you feel like a better person.
Absolutely, because your mind is clear and your focus is elsewhere right now, and you can't offer yourself to someone if you're not together. I totally understand that. I'm 50 plus now. I get it.
And you're
going to
trust. You're everything's under control. You are reaching a financial where you feel independent. You feel secure because you have a good job, and then you're going to have this settlement coming up here. This it's a judgment in your favor.
When is that
going
to happen? Do I have to wait until the court date?
4 to 8 weeks. So it could be a month or 2 months at the most. But by the fall of this year, I show you being very comfortable.
Well, the question is do I wait for the court date? Because the court date is September. Do I just go through all of that and just wait? And do I get more? Or do I just settle?
Okay, let's see. Well, you know, we're in June, and it is coming up September, being everything settled. I think you will, it may go, you know, they may, but they may offer, there's two offers. One, I don't think that you'll decline right away, and the second one looks a little favorable, and then they get nervous. It's like, okay, so you just be patient with this, because even if it goes to the wire in September right before the court, they're going to give you what you want.
Okay, well, the problem is my attorney settled for just basic medical bills, which I was really upset with, and the car insurance, they were underinsured. So my insurance would have to cover the rest is what's happening. So that's why there's two case settlements. My insurance said,
okay,
well, we'll pay her, not a problem. But do I just go to court and get more? Because they're only going to give me maybe 25.
It looks like
the
insurer. It's going to the wire. September came up on both timings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Sounds like
and
court
see,
date then.
They are trying to get you to take something and leave, but the first offer is not adequate. The second offer is a little tempting, and then they get nervous. It's like it's getting close to September, or it is very close to September, and it's like, well, let's give her this, you know. And it doesn't look like you have to go to court, but it looks like you're going to – that timing before everything formulates. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. My youngest son, will he be okay? The one I've been having issues with since his accident.
I have success around him, but he's emotionally tossed right now in the present line. And he's having a lot of trouble with figuring things out. And there's something to do with a struggle. And I think it has to do with his masculinity. And he struggles with his father a little bit, but actually his father's giving him some good insight, and you are, both of you are. But I do see him changing. There's a little bit of struggle yet, but I'm going to give it a 2, which would be 2 weeks or 2 months.
Okay.
And that's pretty
good.
Sounds good. 2 weeks, okay? All right.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much, dear, for your help. You've always been an inspiration
for me. You're welcome.
God bless
you. I really am happy to see things coming together for you.
Yes, finally.
And,
you know
I think
the
it's
way I've been
going. Give me the money and then the man.
Right.
God bless.
A clear head. Focus. Thank you, dear. Same for you.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care. Bye-bye.
Okay. You know, we all want approval. But we must understand that we have God's approval. And when you really, really get that in your spirit and in your heart, that you're accepted, we don't really need approval from other people. We just are content. And especially if our identity is clear, that we are sons and daughters of God, we can respond to our routine thinking and see ourselves in what we're really meant to be. But we need to know that we attract what we think. And if, you know, if you're operating in fear, anger is an expression of fear, and tolerating it will just bring it into your life. And I want to speak to anyone out there that's being abused. God does not want you to be abused. You don't need to be abused. You need to, your self-esteem goes when you're being abused. You need to get out of that situation. You do not deserve to be abused. And there's a lot of ministries out there that help with that. Or you can call me on Keen, and I will help you with some resources. But we need to know that Proverbs says, wisdom is the main thing. Knowledge, when it's present, moves us to higher levels. When knowledge is not present, darkness prevails. Life is in the power of our tongue, and Jesus responded to the devil with every temptation by speaking the word to him. And that'll work for us too. Promises from God. There are many, many promises. Find one that fits your situation and speak it over your life. Okay, let's go on to the next caller here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy. It's Vicki. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
What? Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me okay? Okay, I'm going to cut my phone.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Wanted to do general. I did get the test back on the dog, and he has kidney disease. So.
Aww.
Yeah. Anyway. I guess I could ask a question. You could do a general, and then I got one question.
Okay. Let's do a little general.
Okay.
Well, it shows that you're emotionally tossed by what you're facing. You know, animals are a family. I mean, they just are our companions, and they love us no matter what shape we're in, and they accept us and all of that, and that's what's nice about them. But this is an older dog, and you know, it looks like you might get some kind of treatment here. It looks like you're going to, you know, be able to walk away from this stress a little bit. But you have to realize that the dog has probably had some anxiety from its original owner being separated, and then there was a period of time the dog was not getting what it needed.
I agree. Yeah. And they gave him a treatment plan. They gave him medication, so and some specialized food
like
that he'll have to eat.
I do see that. I do see that.
Okay, he's a resilient dog, so we'll see.
I think so. I mean, the cards indicate that this treatment is going to work.
Oh, awesome. I'll be so happy.
I mean, they're really advanced out there today, just like what I'm going through is probably going to be able to be maintained by medication. Like I said, I made it to 75, which is a miracle in itself. Most people were on medication long before that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. What's your question, dear?
I'd like to talk about Mr. Calvin. So I think he blocked me again, but that's okay. I would like to be in contact with him because I think I jumped the gun, even though I know the situation, but I want to get a read on him, and then that's it.
You have a lot of past life stuff with him. This is why he comes in and out of your life, and you both struggle with because there's something other than just lover's attraction here. It goes deeper than that, and you can't neither one really get closure. And he is going through a very difficult time. He's having struggles that he has not told you about. And I'm talking about physical struggles. And then there's also some emotional struggles. And he's not operating on all eight. You know,
okay.
he's got health issues, emotional issues. he's condemning himself. You know, we don't need to condemn ourselves, and
right.
but we do, and it's a human thing. But he's been really condemning himself. He's not. He doesn't feel like he's succeeded. He's wasted a lot of time, and he's at an age and time where there's just a struggle there. And, you know, there's things that there's something emotionally mental. He's not remembering, and he's really focused on this, and he's making it worse,
mm-hmm.
you know. What we give energy
wow.
to grows.
Wow.
So.
Well, I probably won't hear from him.
No, I think you will. You keep coming, and he keeps, you know, coming and going. Because something drives
yeah.
him in his heart. I mean, this is stronger than just attraction, okay?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
We will pray
right.
for him. Cause he's,
okay.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. And you have a blessed day.
All right. You too.
Okay. Hello. On the air.
Hello.
Hi.
You? Hey, mm-hmm. yeah, I made it. You know, you were right on about being caught up in all the physical aspects of carnal and all kinds of fleshly endeavors. And how
yeah.
it can take you away from the spirituality that we all are a part of, you know. We forget about the spirituality, you know. And I can
yeah,
tell
we do. We need to feed it.
Yeah, and
yeah.
that's one thing that we don't feed very often, you know, because we're always these creatures that expect to push a button and it acts like a microwave, you know. So, but life doesn't work that way, you know.
Yeah.
And so, but I can tell that you really reflected and grew some spiritual in a spiritual sense since all of this stuff has hit you, and I could really
mm-hmm.
I could really tell it by listening to you today, Daisy. So and only thing we can have
well,
is thank God to have you on this earth to channel some of the stuff that you know you spread to us, you know. So
you know,
really,
I asked
really
God to enlighten me about it, and I turned on the TV and just where it was where it was at, and there was Creflo Dollar on there showing pictures of a car wreck that he was in. And that looked like nobody should walk away from that. And
right.
then later on, I got distracted and I turned it back on again. And there was another preacher on there talking about his struggle with throat cancer, and I thought, well, okay. And then they were talking about people who spiritually try to help get hard hit, but you know, God's still on the throne, and he wants nothing but good for us. Nothing but good.
Yeah.
Jesus
yeah.
took all the wrath of the Old Testament on the cross, and God is not mad at us. He is mad about us. Not mad at us, but mad about it. He loves us, and he wants us to trust him in his promises.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What can I do for you?
Well, I guess really about the only thing is just kind of wondering if I'll hear back from Perry and Johnson that they may add me on sometime in the near future.
Okay. Yeah, you've been going through a frustrating period here with trying to get things settled in your career.
Yeah.
But I do have two offers coming up. Something that you
okay.
did or either looked into in the past or maybe a referral from somewhere you work. But yes, you will be victorious over this. And I show
okay.
before the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
So we're almost there.
Great. Yeah, we're hitting towards the midway right now as we speak. And so, and they fixed the work stuff for me today. You know, I'm a DOD contractor, so, and they fixed the system, so it was down to the bare wire because everything's due in 3 days, and we can't miss the deadline, period. And so my boss, she got on the phone, made some threats, and got us what we needed to, you know, where we needed to be, and so that was kind of good. But, you know, thank you, Daisy. I really appreciate being back to
No problem,
health.
And I should be back on scene after the 24th, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because, I went in for a test, and they told me I'm heading in the right direction, so God bless.
Yeah, and that's all good. So we'll keep in our prayers, and
thank you.
Good to see you back. Okay, thank you so much.
Yep.
All righty.
God bless. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. That person hung up. Maybe they just wanted to listen. Again, the book of Micah tells us, my people perish from lack of knowledge. We need to train ourselves to look at the word, use it, and it will work for us. It's God's promise, and you can rely on it. If you've accepted Jesus, you have God's approval. Anyone listening who would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, it's very simple. Just repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I accept you as Lord and Savior. Come into my life and be my Lord. It's that simple. That's all it takes to be received by Him, just and believe it. And, you know, let the Spirit guide us and come back to us. I'm only on once a month. I'm looking forward to being on sooner, and I think that's going to happen pretty soon. And feed your spirit, because that's what we need to do. We need to feed our spirit and get into a church that teaches the word, renew your mind, and live life more abundantly, because Jesus died for you to get that. Father God, we thank you for your grace, your wisdom, and knowledge in the word. We thank you for all of our listeners and callers. Bring us all closer to you in relationship, in Jesus' name. I will be in touch for the next show. And again, I think I will be able to be online after the 24th. I go back to the doctor. And remember that God wants you to be the best you can be. And the secret is faith. Most people don't realize it. You either have positive faith or negative faith. You're operating in one or the other. Your thoughts, your words, and your deeds determine your faith, whether your faith produces good results or bad results. Negative faith speaks about the size of your problem. Positive faith speaks about the size of your God, who cannot be measured, and His power can't be measured, and He loves you, and He wants the best for you, and so do I. So until next time, God bless you, and thank everyone for participating, and I'll see you next time. Bye now.